With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. A couple of awards were given out to four Hastings High School students, and we'll start first of all with the Excel Award. Linnea Urban and Simon Hedin are recipients of the Excel Award. Excel, meaning Excellence in Community, Education, and Leadership, is a unique program designed exclusively for high school juniors who are active in school activities, who show leadership qualities, and who work voluntarily in their community. Linnea is a repeat letter winner, captain at all conference, and individual conference champion in each of her three sports, cross country, Nordic ski, and track and field. She is an all-state Nordic skier. She also maintains a 4.0 GPA and participates in choir and ceramics. She is active in Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Link Crew, and Spanish Honor Society. Linnea also volunteers with Feed My Starving Children, Young Life, and her church nursery. Simon is a multi-sport athlete who lettered in soccer, football, hockey, and baseball. He maintains a 4.0 GPA and participates in both band and choir. He is active in Link Crew, Peer Helpers, Youth in Government, and Spanish Honor Society. Simon also volunteers as a camp counselor at Carpenter Nature Center and as a youth coach in soccer. Shifting to another awesome award and two more wonderful recipients is the AAA Award, and Amy Roach and Ben Ashman are recipients of the AAA Award. AAA Academics, Athletics, and Arts is a program designed to honor high school seniors who have excelled in the classroom, on the athletic field, and in the fine arts. Amy has a 4.0 cumulative GPA and is ranked number one in her class. She is enrolled in over 10 advanced placement and college in the school's courses. She is a participant in choir, show choir, orchestra, and tennis. Amy is also active in youth and government, student council, FCA, Link Crew, and peer tutors. Amy is undecided on post-secondary enrollment, but plans to study political science and participate in the arts. Ben has a 4.0 cumulative GPA and is ranked number one in his class. He is enrolled in multiple advanced placement and college in the school's courses. He is a participant in choir, where he's all conference and all state, show choir, band, all conference, jazz band, and tennis. He is also active in National Honor Society and is a Hastings High School peer helper. He plans to attend St. John's University and major in music education. Congratulations to all four Raider honorees. Registration is now open for Raider Nation Youth Baseball. Jason Stoffel with Raider Nation Youth Baseball joined KDWA Sports to open the week as we talk about registration that is now open and a little bit about the Raider Nation Baseball program.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Raider Nation Baseball, we are an in-house baseball program, and we work strictly with basically pre-K through third graders that want to play baseball, as boys and girls. Once you get in the third grade, you actually have the option to go to HYA for U9 travel baseball. So again, at third grade, you can either go a travel route or stay in-house. But basically, it's just three different groups. They have T-ball, farm ball, and minors. And so registration opens up on January 13th and runs through March 2nd. After that, we will have a late fee that goes in the progresses, because in order to order uniforms, we got to try to simplify the process and try to get uniforms ordered as soon as we can in order to fulfill our teams.
We'll work our way down the list of options for Raider Nation Youth Baseball, and we'll start with the youngest of the young, the T-ball players for kindergarten and under.
T-ball is basically, you know, if you have a kid that, and honestly, it's not really a 4 or 5 year old thing. It's, you know, if you have a 3 year old that is interested in it, we can certainly talk with you, the parents, about having them play T-ball, especially if the parents want to coach, because at this age, coaching is the most important thing. We need coaches out there. Our teams won't be successful if we didn't have coaches that coach. And usually, especially for the T-ball level, we usually like to have 3 to 4 per team, because it's typically 3 players for every 1 coach or 2 players for every 1 coach. And you're basically 2 days a week. It's about an hour practice / game. So, I mean, honestly, it's just a good time for your kids to go run around. It's more of a social thing than anything. I think the kids really enjoy it, but they also get the aspect of learning the game of baseball. So for, especially at the T-ball level, it's only $60 for T-ball. Farm ball, it's $100, and then for minors, it's $160. So the price point for all three of them for basically almost 2.5 months of baseball, I think it's a pretty good price point for what you get.
There's that natural progression from T-ball at the earliest ages to coaches pitching at the second level. Stoffel on farm ball for kids ages 6 and 7.
Yeah, so at Farm Ball, we have a lot of rules that we implement just because we want the kids to learn. It's not about winning or losing or anything like that. It's about learning the game of baseball, because what is our end goal? Our end goal is to basically get them up to Coach Pagel up at the varsity level, and we want to bring as many kids up to him as possible so he can, you know, hopefully build a championship program. And that's our job, is to hopefully get these kids in the door, let them learn the positions, let them learn the fundamentals. We do it by building some strong work ethics, and the kids have fun. Good coaching, you know, also plays a good role in that. And I think as long as the parents are willing to help out at practices, because again, if you have more people helping out at practices or games, it just makes everything flow a lot better.
Now we talk about the next step, and that's to the minors level, where kids actually get a chance to face the pitching machine, and the kids will also learn to pitch to one another. It's another exciting step for the second and third graders aged 8 and 9. Stoffel explains.
Yeah, so the minors level, new this year actually for the minors level, we actually added a third day. We added Sunday to the mix as a practice, because last year we implemented kid pitch. So basically halfway through the year, it's full kid pitch games. So it starts out as machine pitch / kid pitch, and then eventually you graduate right into a full kid pitch games, because, you know, you got to look at it as some of those second graders that might go play travel ball, or those third graders have to go play travel ball the following year, and pitching is necessary. So we're trying to get them implemented, you know, to start working their arms now. Again, learning all the fundamentals that it takes to be a good ball player. By adding a third day, I think it's really going to make these kids progress for the summer.
For Raider Nation Baseball news, notes, registration information, and much, much more, you can always check out their website online. Stoffel with more details.
So it's RaiderNationBaseball.com is the website, and then there's board contact, and you can either reach out to myself, Jason Stoffel. I'm actually the Farm Ball director. Adam Notch is the minors director, and then Allison Tennis is actually the T-ball director. And then also our president is Brian Davis, which a lot of people know just because he's at the Y. So any of us, call us, email us, we'll answer any questions you might have. But again, if you have any questions before you register, we are certainly out there to help you. And last but not least, I want to, also encourage parents. There's a volunteer registration tab, which is where all the coaches / managers want to register so that we can, fill our teams out with many coaches that want to help out for the year.
That was Jason Stoffel with Hastings Raider Nation Youth Baseball. Once again, you can register now through March 2nd. There will also be late registration, a $100 late fee if you register after that time. For more, check out RaiderNationBaseball.com. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.